Month-over-month growth. What 20% MOM actually means. 20% month-over-month growth sounds like a vanity number. A line that goes up. A stat you put in a pitch deck alongside a hockey stick chart and hope a venture partner doesn't squint too hard. But 20% MOM is one of the most misunderstood metrics in early-stage SaaS. It's simultaneously the most powerful growth rate a startup can achieve and the fastest way to burn through your credibility if you don't understand what it actually demands. Here's what 20% MOM really means in dollars, in time, in retention, and in stage-appropriate context. The compounding is not linear. A startup growing 20% month over month is not growing 240% per year. It's growing a lot more than that. Compounding at this rate produces results that feel wrong until you run the math yourself. Start with $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue. Apply 20% MOM growth and track what happens. Month MRR ARR run rate. 1. $10,000, $120,000. 3. $17,280, $207,360. 6. $29,860, $358,320. 9. $51,597, $619,164. 12. $89,161, $1,069,932. 18. $266,233, $3,194,796. 24. $794,969, $9,539,628. That $10,000 MRR becomes $89,000 MRR by month 12, nearly ninefold growth in a single year. By month 24, you're pushing $795,000 MRR and a run rate of $9.5 million arranged. From 10 grand. The rule of 72 puts a finer point on it. Divide 72 by 20, your growth rate, and you get 3.6. That's the number of months it takes to double at 20% MOM. You double once per quarter. 8 doublings in 2 years. That's the arithmetic that makes VCs sit up straight and why experienced operators look at 20% MOM with a mix of excitement and skepticism. The excitement comes from the math. The skepticism comes from knowing how hard it is to keep compounding through scale, churn, and market saturation. Related, growth accounting in SaaS. Why 20% means different things at different stages. The context that matters most is stage. 20% MOM at $5,000 MRR is table stakes. 20% MOM at $500,000 MRR is exceptional. 20% MOM at $5 million MRR is almost unheard of. Here are the benchmarks used by the top venture firms to evaluate growth quality by stage. Stage, good, great, implied MOM deceleration. Seed, $0 to $100,000 MRR, 15 to 20%, 25% plus, none expected yet. Series A, $100,000 to $1 million MRR, 10 to 15%, 15 to 20%, tilde 5% per year. Series B, $1 million to $5 million MRR, 7 to 12%, 12 to 15%, tilde 3-5% per year. Public, $10 million plus MRR, 3 to 5%, 5 to 7%, tilde 1-2% per year. A seed stage company growing 20% MOM is on a great trajectory. A Series A company maintaining 20% MOM is a top quartile outlier. A public company growing 20% monthly would be doubling revenue every 3.6 months, something no public SaaS company has ever done at scale. Paul Graham captured the logic that underpins these expectations. Growth rate is the only thing that matters. He advised Y Combinator founders to target 5-7% underscore weekly underscore growth in the earliest days. Monthly 20% is roughly the decelerated version of that weekly velocity, a signal that product market fit is real and the engine is turning. The key insight here is that growth deceleration is normal and baked into every stage transition. The question isn't whether your MOM rate drops, it's whether it drops on schedule or falls off a cliff. Related, SaaS metrics every founder should track. The churn tax few founders model correctly. Here's where the math gets painful. 20% gross MOM growth means nothing if customers are leaving at the same time. Imagine you're adding 20% new MRR every month, but you're losing 5% of existing MRR to churn. Your net growth rate isn't 20%. It's approximately 1.20 by 0.95, 1 equals 14%. Every month you lose a fifth of your gains to leakage. Run that same $10,000 MRR scenario with the churn-adjusted 14% net growth rate. Month 12 MRR, with churn tilde $48,000. Month 12 MRR, without churn tilde $89,000. That's a $41,000 difference, nearly half your revenue gone. Over 24 months, the gap widens to hundreds of thousands of dollars in missed MRR. This is the difference between the spreadsheet startup and the real one. In a deck, 20% gross growth looks heroic. On a P&L, 5% monthly churn plus 20% gross growth produces a 14% net number that might not impress a Series A partner whose bar is 15%. The growth rate matrix makes this concrete. High growth plus high retention equals unicorn potential. The classic efficient growth story that SaaS investors love. High growth plus low retention equals leaky bucket. You're spending acquisition dollars to fill a bathtub without a drain plug. Unit economics will eventually catch up. Low growth plus high retention equals slow climb. Often a profitable lifestyle business, but not venture backable at scale. Low growth plus low retention equals dead end. Fix product market fit before touching growth levers. Real companies that sustained high MOM did it with retention as the foundation. Facebook held roughly 20% monthly growth for 18 months straight, but also had near zero churn because network effects created lock-in. Slack ran tilde 14% MOM for 24 months with some of the lowest churn numbers in enterprise SaaS history. Zoom hit tilde 15% MOM over 24 months with a product so sticky that churn was essentially an afterthought. Uber maintained tilde 18% MOM for 30 months, powered by marketplace retention loops on both the rider and driver sides. In every case, the raw growth number was impressive. But the retention underneath is what made it durable. Related, net revenue retention, the metric behind efficient growth. What 20% MOM demands from operations. Sustaining 20% MOM means your company is roughly doubling every quarter. That kind of compounding turns a financial milestone into an operational gauntlet. Customer support needs to scale at the same rate. Infrastructure has to handle 1.2 times the load every 30 days. Hiring needs to keep pace, which means recruiting, onboarding, and culture all get compressed into impossible timelines. Product development needs to ship features fast enough to keep the growth engine running while also paying down technical debt that accumulates geometrically. This is why most startups that hit 20% MOM don't stay there for long. Not because the market dries up, but because the organization can't absorb that rate of change. The companies that do sustain it share a pattern. They invest early in systems and process. They hire generalists who can handle scope expansion. They build for scale before scale arrives. And they track retention metrics with the same intensity as growth metrics, because they know that 20% MOM without retention is just a faster path to the same dead end. 20% MOM is the upper bound of sustainable growth for most venture-backed startups. It's the number that separates good companies from generational ones. But it's also a number that demands respect, for the compounding math that makes it powerful, for the retention dynamics that make it real, and for the operational strain that makes it rare. Published on the Bullpen blog. New articles every day at 9 a.m. Universal Time Coordinated.